Tape number two. Hello, folks. This is now 10 o'clock or 2200 hours, 15 May, Thursday, 1969. Had a pretty good day today. Flew 7 hours and 35 minutes. Enjoyed a lot of the country. Went up to LZ English, which 61st Assault Helicopter Company, where I thought I wanted to go. It's a real regular rat's den. Had a couple of CAs, combat assaults, up there this afternoon. We put in a couple of LERP teams and extracted one, which a LERP is a long-range patrol that goes in, makes contact with Charlie, tears him up, or just picks at him, has a lot of fun, stays out 4 to 6 days, and then we come back and pick him up. A LERP team usually has between 4 and 6 members. We got back this afternoon, I guess it was around 5:30. Took off this morning at 7:15. This afternoon at 5:30, I came in, ate supper, and went out to pull an intermediate inspection on my aircraft. It took until about 8:45. But between that time, at 7 o'clock, 2100 hours, I went and had my regular meeting. Every afternoon we have a meeting of all the aviators and the old man and personnel down in his office, just the officers. We talk about what we did that day, any safety hints, any problems, any good poop, you name it, we talk about it. Then went out and finished from about 7:30 to 9 o'clock to finish my intermediate. I don't have to do the inspection. I just have to watch the crew chief and the gunner do the inspection and the maintenance on it, and I have to do MOC, my maintenance operational check. That's run the aircraft up, check the systems, and see if it's ready to fly. I did that yesterday. I got in about 3:15, and it was 9:34. I got away last night. 6 hours to do this MOC or intermediate inspection, which it shouldn't take that time. 2 hours is a big plenty. It took me about 2.5 hours this afternoon, and we have a problem with maintenance. But enough of that. I'm having a pretty good time and seeing a lot of beautiful country. You wouldn't believe, well, maybe you will after I get me a camera. I'm going to try to get one sometimes. I don't never know when. But after I get a camera, I'll take some of the pictures of the beaches, the people, their houses, some of the old buildings of French left, and they have some real nice ones. Some of the Buddhist temples, and the water over here along the coast is beautiful. You just wouldn't believe it. These tapes I make take longer than just 15 minutes to do. I play back, listen to what I've said, so I'll try not to repeat myself. It's now 10:15 or 22:15 your time. I guess I better sort of go to sleep because I got to get up in the morning about 5:45, eat breakfast and be in operations by 6:30. I got to be in operations before 6:30 because I have to be at my aircraft at 6:30 so I can have a takeoff time at 7. You always take off on time and you always get the aircraft 30 minutes prior to takeoff. That way if you have any maintenance difficulties, you might get them cleared up, and it takes 30 minutes to pre-flight your aircraft good. The 134th has the highest safety record in the whole 17th group, or did have. Today we had a lot of fun. We coming in to pick up the LERP team and this LZ. I wasn't flying. Wilson, W01 Wilson, was the AC aircraft commander. I'm just Peter Pilot. That means I don't know nothing yet. I got to learn. We were coming into this Lumazulo LZ to pick up these LERP team, and it was over a little, it was on top of a hill under another little one. And I saw where the Lumazulo was, but Wilson didn't. So when we got down there, we had a heck of a time getting it on the ground. And I guess that's where we broke the chin bubble on the aircraft. Because when we landed this afternoon, And I said, "Hey, Wilson, I broke a chin bubble." He said, "Oh, you lying to me." I said, "Heck no, I'm not." Showed it to him, picked up a piece of the plexiglass, pitched it in his lap, he laughed at me. So that aircraft will be down tomorrow, getting a new chin bubble in it. No sweat. You know, we got back. Big deal. In this letter I wrote you about 2 days after I sent my, one day after I sent the tape to you, I told you that the recorder I have has capabilities of recording on both sides. I'll record this tape probably on both sides, so hopefully you will get a recorder that plays and records on both sides. That way, it's just like having two tapes instead of one. The last tape I sent you was only recording on one side. After I come in from pulling my intermediate inspection today, I came by the operations center around talking to the OD, officer of the day. While we were talking, a sergeant came up and they had a Johnson & Johnson's Band-Aid box. It had six rolled marijuana cigarettes in it. He had caught one of the men that had it, but he couldn't prove anything on it. I'd love to get my hands on a fellow with that pot. What I wouldn't do to him is not being able to repeat or print. Another thing we have here, don't sweat it, is we have a mysterious fella that always likes to sabotage. In fact, we call him the Mad Sabotager. He usually, we think it's what it is. He contaminates fuel and oil systems. Today we had a captain that flew one mission and landed, about an hour the mission was. He landed and his crew chief caught contaminated oil in his system. It was milky. And if I ever catch this mysterious sabotager, I won't ask no questions. I'll just lock and load six rounds in my .38 pistol I carry and fire, and I'll kill it. That's just the way it works. Anybody that does that is coming so close to killing someone that's not even pathetic. I'll kill him. Understand? It sounds bad the way I talk, but whenever you think one aircraft has at least four lives on it, maybe as many as 12 or 13, and any one person that's taken four men's lives in his hands by doing this should be put away. What would happen to me, no one would ever know. I'll probably never catch the Joker, but if I do, I'll take care of him. Well, Mama, it's getting late. Y'all be sweet, and I'll run a few more lines tomorrow and probably send this off in 2 or 3 more days. Good night. Good evening, folks. This is now 16 May 1969 at 22:15 or 10:15 my time. Well, I had a sort of a dull day today. I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I flew 3 hours this, I guess you'd call it this morning, this evening or something. I flew up to Baji, which is about, a good hour's flight, say 100 miles, 90 miles. And we sat around there for about a couple of hours. Then we picked up an Arvin General. Arvin is a Army North of Vietnam, and then a full-bird colonel, a U.S. type, which was the advisor to the general, flew him up to a little place called Courage, and it took 20 minutes to fly up there. Then they sat around, yacked a bit. About an hour or so later, we flew him back. Got back about 11:30, ate dinner, and from 12 to 3 o'clock, we just sat there and wait on them to release us. So it was actually released at 12 o'clock. So much for that. In the morning, I gotta get up around 5:15. I have to pull a check down on the enlisted personnel. We have a lot of pot going around, I guess you could understand from last night, and other things like that. So 4 of us warrant officers in the morning's gotta check the enlisted personnel's barracks. I got back from flying this afternoon about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and guess what? I didn't have to pull an intermediate. You only pull an intermediate every 25 hours on the ship, and if the ship you're flying that day is up for an intermediate, then you have to help pull it. Well, you don't do the inspection. You just check the aircraft out and okay it. But I didn't have one to do today, so I took a bath and done a few things, put on my cowboy boots and went to the meeting, had supper, you know, just goofed around. Then we went over to the officers' club, and they had these Filipinos over there. They had a band of five and two, I guess you'd call them go-go girls or just dance girls. Wasn't much, but, you know, anything to keep the spirits up. I've been seriously thinking about going to maintenance as a test pilot. That would really give me an advantage over anyone else coming back to the States. It's sort of hard, but you learn a lot. You know, you learn one end of the aircraft to the other, inside and out. And that would really be good if I ever wanted to get a job as a test pilot for Bell or anything with previous experience in the military. Flying their aircraft would sort of give me a little boost. And we don't fly a whole lot, but the flying we do is very essential. Of course, you don't check one of the, you don't fly one of these aircrafts until you're sure that it's a capable flying. Also, if I can be a test pilot, it's here in maintenance, it's easier to get a direct commission, and I get a good OER. Mr. Howell, he's a WB1, told me, he said he put in for a direct, but he got mad at the maintenance officer, the one that's head of the place over there, told him to cram it. But I think maybe I could keep my cool unless they work me 48 hours a day. Anyway, if I could get to be a first lieutenant before I left the States and be a test pilot, that might help me pull getting into Bell. And you know how bad I want to get to Bell so I can go to school and fly for them part of the time. Well, I was trying to tape you some about the Mars stations. The way they work is, I get here in the company area, call over a telephone down to the Mars station, which is about a couple of miles, and they get in touch with a ham operator stateside. And then he sees if he can get a hold of you. And when he does, they call me back, and I talk via telephone to the Mars station, via ham-operated radio to the States somewhere, hopefully close to you, maybe on the West Coast. But if it is, write me and let me know if it's all right, say, from California to make a call. It might cost $3 a night. Well, no, it wouldn't. After 8 o'clock at night, it shouldn't cost over a dollar for every 3 minutes. But I don't know. I'll have to check and see if they charge, if night is considered over here or over there. Over here, at 8 o'clock at night, it would be 7 o'clock in the morning for you. Anyway, that's the way the Mars station is supposedly supposed to work. And once you get your recorder and listen to all these tapes, maybe you can decipher something from them. Well, folks, it's getting late. Shoot fire, it's 10:30, and I got to get up at 5 in the morning. That ain't going to give me about 6 hours sleep. So I go to the inspection, kicked off bright and early before anybody gets up and hides their pot and, you know, their machine guns and stuff they ain't supposed to have. So sweet dreams to y'all, and I'll have the same. Good night.
Well, folks, after I taped the last night, which was 2 nights ago, I did fly the night. I told you I thought about going to maintenance. I flew from about 1:30 to about 3:30 or 4. Got 2.5 hours a night test flying time in. I've written you a letter. You'll probably get the letter before you get the tape. But anyhow, I'll tell you about it. We did pull a complete check on it, and we wouldn't fly it until it was ready to go. And that was that night, and the next day I had off. Today I wrote you a letter while we was waiting to go on a combat assault. There were, there was a LERP team inserted up at Quinon, about 10 miles northeast of there, day before yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, and they thought there were about two battalions of VC in the area, but they had only seen about 50 or 60 VC. So today, guess what? We put three companies, which was about 80 Arvins, into the area, and we made two assaults to the area, 3 slicks from our company, 2 slicks from 129th, and 1 slick from the 61st, and a Chinook from the flippers, they call them, Big Wendy's. And by the way, today is Sunday, 1-8-May-1969, at 10:30 at night, or 22:30. When I tell you to stop the recorder, stop it and just turn the reels over, reverse them with the tapes like it is, and begin playing again. So I'm going to tell you to stop as of now. Back home. Big bad inspection. Anyway, that's that. If I get a little time off tomorrow, I'm going to try to go down to the beach. But who knows about that? Nobody ever knows. My roommate, John Donnelly, is a gunship pilot, had an engine failure over some mountains today. But on the other side, there was a bunch of rice paddies, and he made a very safe auto rotation down into it. And they teach us this stuff back in school. I can do it. I was checked out when I came in country for auto rotations. But he did a real good job and got a lot of compliments on it. Well, I'll be...